Nathan Jacob won't have a typical graduation later this month due to COVID-19, like many students who are in their final year of school. In his audio diary, he talks about how he works through the change of being an active student to working from home and living with his parents and his brother Joel.
My name is Nathan Jacob. I am currently a law student at Oklahoma City University School of Law. I'm in my final year.
Hey Nathan, I'm making some coffee. Do you want some?
Yeah, I'll just take a cup. Yeah, that'd be great. Appreciate it, bro. And I've had the opportunity to work with a team of individuals that have had to really lead the student body during a time like this and interact with many students that are currently going through this COVID-19 crisis. This experience has definitely been a unique one. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. Oh, no, it's like a story?
It's a good story.
I just never thought that we would be, like, studying together.
For grad school in Dallas. What's the caption?
I don't know. I'm just, like, saying I never thought that would happen. But at the end of the day, it's, like, going as well as it can be, so.
Do you not have a caption for me?
I do not. Definitely has been a challenge from a student's perspective that was about to graduate and really go into all these amazing memories, such as walking on stage and being able to have a graduation party and our last law school functions with my classmates that I have been fortunate to really get to know and share life with in the last couple of years. And so I didn't even get myself mentally and emotionally ready for saying goodbye to many of my classmates and friends that were going to different parts of the country and not knowing when I would see them again. It's definitely been a challenge, and I've had a really difficult time with that because you never really realize how lucky and fortunate you are. But I've also tried to have meaningful interactions with my peers and with my parents during a time like this. I know now I'm definitely trying to make the most of each day, being grateful of the breath in my lungs, being able to have food on the table, a roof over my head, and just having good health. It's been kind of crazy how vastly different my life is now. I used to be so much on the go, would have a really busy week, and every single day there was something. I was seeing people, I was interacting with people, and I was a really big busybody. And now it's pretty much I just wake up, I get some stuff done, I eat. If I can work out at home a bit, I'll try to do that. And then just kind of chill with my family, maybe watch some TV, and then, you know, try to do something productive. But it's nothing like what it was before. And I really do miss now the old days, just because of the fact that as busy and crazy as it was and stressful at times as it could be, I miss it a lot because I really enjoyed everything that I was invested in and being able to have the opportunities that my life was presented with. And I'm sure many people are feeling the same way as me. And so hopefully things get better in the foreseeable future and a lot sooner than it looks, because I would really like to go back to the coffee shop again and eat whatever food I'm craving for the day. So,
this story was produced in partnership with America Amplified, a CPB-funded initiative to use community engagement to inform local journalism.